Welcome, everyone, to this Bastard Series Prediction Show. The Red Sox just wrapped up a two-game sweep of the Atlanta Braves. They now head out to the West Coast to take on the San Francisco Giants for a three-game series. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Micah Storms and Terry Cushman. So, guys, let's dive right into this three-game set starting on Friday night. Get your coffee ready because it's a late one. 10:15 start. Cutter Crawford going for the Red Sox. He's going up against Logan Webb. Terry, who do you like in game one?
I don't like Crawford. Don't like Crawford. He really has not pitched very well as of late. Only four innings against the Mets, four earned runs given up, only a couple of strikeouts. He did pitch pretty well against the Cubs, though, two starts ago, nine strikeouts. But that's a trash team with a trash offense. It's been that way since they basically won the World Series. And then three starts ago, not great against the Texas Rangers, only lasting four innings again. I don't think the Giants really have the offense to really, you know, put up five or six on him, but I don't think it's going to be a very good start, and I don't like the Red Sox out west, so I got to take Logan Webb in that one.
Micah, what do you got?
Not thrilled to be watching another West Coast trip. Can't believe they're back out there. That's ridiculous, but that's beside the point. With Crawford, this could be a tough matchup because the Giants, I don't know how much you watch of the Giants or follow the Giants, but they platoon like four positions. And they have guys who have a swing path for pitchers who attack high in the zone. And then they have the other platoon players who are low ball hitters. And it's kind of weird how they set their lineup based on how the pitcher attacks hitters. So this is going to be a challenge. I think Crawford is much better away from Fenway Park. He's really struggled in, I don't know if it's the monster or whatever, but he has struggled in Fenway Park. So I think the big ballpark in San Francisco helps him, but I'm not going against Logan Webb. Logan Webb is one of the better pitchers in the National League. He's the ace of the Giants. I think the Red Sox do drop game one.
I'm also going to take the Giants in game one. I don't like Crawford against that lineup. They've got a ton of lefties, and they've got a ton of lefties who can hit for power. You know, Peterson, Yastrzemski, Wade. You know, I think one of those three guys, if not multiple, will take Crawford deep in this game. So I don't have a good feeling about it. Logan Webb is their best pitcher. He got roughed up in his last start against the Nationals of all teams, which is really bizarre. But I think that's a blip on the radar. And I think if anything, he's going to be pretty motivated from that last start to come out and just fire bullets against the Red Sox, who, again, every time they go out west, you know, like this, it's something weird happens. So I don't have a good feeling about it either. I will also take the Giants in game one. Game two, that's a 7:15 start. They're going to be on Fox for that one. James Paxton for the Red Sox going up against Anthony DeSclafani. Terry, who do you like in game two?
Face value here. Paxton bounced back pretty well from that three-inning meltdown he had a couple starts ago. And DeSclafani has just been pretty underwhelming. He's coming off of a bad start. And I like Paxton. So there's and you know, even if it was a close matchup, the Red Sox offense is, you know, is gonna make it a mismatch. So Red Sox for me in game two.
Micah, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Terry as well with that one. I'm gonna go with the Sox. I can't pick against Paxton in a big ballpark. I think the home run ball has kind of gotten him a couple times, but not a lot of home runs are usually hit in San Francisco. DeSclafani he's average at best. He's probably below average. The offense, they've been cooking. The only thing that scares me is they've kind of gone to sleep on the West Coast. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. But if there's a game they have to get, I think it's Saturday's game.
Yeah, I agree. Saturday should be the game that is the easiest to pick. Di Sclafani has not been good this year. He's kind of been a declining pitcher for several years now. So James Paxton's been one of your better starters all season. You know, assuming he's still on the team by Saturday, and I say that just because it is that time of year, but assuming he's still there and he's still making the start, I think he'll bounce back. He should have a pretty easy time with that Giants lineup. So I will also take the Red Sox in game two. So with that, the series finale is Sunday, 4:05. Listed as TBD for the Red Sox, so you can assume that is a bullpen game of some sort. And they'll be going up against Ross Stripling. Terry, who do you like in the finale?
I can only assume that's going to be the tag team champions of bullpen games, Bernardino and Pivetta. That's 5 days rest. So unless Pivetta, of course, is needed in an emergency in one of the first two games, I can only anticipate he'll be going in game three. And every game is important from here out. You can't give away games. And Chris Murphy has pitched pretty well, but if it's a bullpen game, it's got to be Pivetta. So I'm going to assume that's the alignment. Ross Stripling, not quite as bad as Di Sclafani, but not a guy that's going to tame this Red Sox offense. So I'll take the Red Sox in game three to win the series 2-1.
Micah, what do you got?
This is a tough one. If this was at Fenway Park, I would 100% be very confident taking the Red Sox. The fact that it's on the road in San Francisco scares me a bit. But I'm going to take the Sox just because I don't like Ross Stripling. I think he is, again, another average pitcher. He's probably going to go four innings, and the Red Sox should be able to get a couple runs off him and then hopefully attack the bullpen. So give me the Sox, but I'm not very confident in this one at all.
Yeah, this was a tough one for me as well. I also worry, you know, it's the Sunday before you head to Seattle. I worry about Cora putting a kind of crap lineup out there, you know, giving guys days off that don't really need it because, you know, they are entering a long stretch of games here. That's typically what he does. So this could be, you know, like an Alfaro game, that kind of thing. So that scares me a little bit, but I will take the Red Sox hesitantly just because I'm with you, Micah. Ross Stripling, I don't think he's anything special. And I think even if there are a lot of guys on the bench, I think the Red Sox will put enough runs on the board. And if it's Bernardino, Pivetta doing their thing, even if it's not quite as, you know, nails or as effective as it's been lately, even if it's just pretty good, that should be enough for the Red Sox to take the series. So looks like we all got them going 2-1 this weekend. So hopefully we're right, but I don't know. Typically it doesn't go that way whenever, you know, it's all three like that.
You guys got me second guessing that third game now. I'm like, when I'm like, I should have said I'm picking that with confidence. And, you know, you guys, I just figure if I'm confident, you know.
Yeah.
I'll find any reason to pick against Hein Bloom, but I couldn't, you know, it's just, it is what it is. You know, we're rolling.
Yeah. Got to ride the wave. Yep. So with that, we'll wrap up this prediction show. Keep an eye out for our Bastards Roundtable. It's going to be a lot of trade deadline talk. There's already been some moves made, so we're going to be talking all about that. And then the Weekend Crew will have you guys on Monday to recap the Giants series. So until then, everyone take care.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.